when evangelicalism begins to sweep the field, as it did in the first part of the 19th century here in the United States, it did so by very intentionally speaking to the circumstances of its time and allowing, in a lot of ways, the world to set the agenda for the movement. And the agenda for American citizens in the decades immediately following the Revolutionary War and then into the first part of the 1800s was the freedom of the individual. And as soon as you begin to develop a what we would call a theological anthropology of that sort that affirms human ability, that affirms the capacity of the individual, particularly in their ability to will the good, you've moved from the biblical model, which is always Christ-centered, to a more anthropocentric model, one that's dealing with the human subject. And part of evangelicalism's genius in terms of its rapid expansion in the year 1790 to, say, 1860 particularly, was the way in which it emphasized the human subject, that human subject's ability, and that human subject's freedom in terms of their willful action, which fit perfectly with the emerging sense of what it meant to be an American citizen.